This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. For the rest of the program today, a bit of a lighter topic, we're continuing our series exploring the different varieties of pizza pies available across Illinois. Do we call them pies here? Anyway, this time around, we're staying in Chicago, focusing on the tavern style, that thin crust pizza that's cut up into little square shapes. Its history actually predates the more famous or notorious Chicago-style pizza of deep dish. Joining us now to talk about Chicago tavern pizza is Patrick Fowler, the owner of Candlelight Chicago, the restaurant that's been making tavern-style thin crust pizza since the 1950s. Patrick, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Also with us is Paul Bayo, co-owner and general manager of Palermo's on 63rd. They're another well-known maker of tavern-style pizza. They also serve deep dish pizza as well. Paul, welcome to the 21st Show to you.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
And my sister-in-law asked me to tell you that that is the correct Palermo's. We can get into that a little later, maybe. But anyway, listeners, if you have a perspective on thin crust pizza and where that ranks in the galaxy of Illinois pizzas, let us know. 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Patrick, I'm going to start with you. Just tell us a little bit about the origins of tavern style pizza.
Sure. You know, there's definitely a long history of it. But one, I think, consensus from everybody is that originally tavern style thin crust pizza was handed out as a free bar snack to encourage patrons of bars in Chicago to continue to hang out and drink. So I think with the pizza being that crackery, salty pizza, kind of, you know, forces people to want to drink more beer, if you will.
Interesting. All right. Without spilling any family secrets, how does your restaurant make its tavern style pizza?
Well, yeah, I suppose there's not too much I can share without spilling the family secrets, but it's a 2-day process for us between, you know, mixing the ingredients together for the dough and then letting the dough proof and before it's ready to go ahead and be topped up with cheese and sauce and ingredients and then be served to a guest. So, you know, that's a short version to a long story. There's a lot more to it than that, but you're right. I can't share too much.
All right. We're going to work on that. Paul, I want to bring you into the conversation now. Tell us a little bit about Palermo's on 63rd and how it makes its tavern style pizza.
Sure. We started 1961. My grandparents actually came from Sicily, and the town was Palermo, hence Palermo's Pizza. A lot of people think it's our last name, but it's actually kind of like the capital of Sicily. So, but kind of the same thing. They started with a thin crust when they got here. They hardly spoke English, but they knew how to make a pie. So they just stuck to what they knew best. And, you know, we kept everything the same. I think, as you know, the consistency is very key in keeping your product good. So ever since then, they just keep making the thin crust, and we do offer all the other deep dish stuffed, but for some reason people think that Chicago is mostly deep dish, but I'd have to go back to, you know, we sell more thin crust than any other pizza.
Yeah, well, that's a good question, because deep dish pizza, I mean, who buys deep dish pizza? Who is that for? Is it for the locals? Is it for the tourists?
I think it's a little bit of both. When people, since we're close to Midway, it seems like the people that fly in from other states want the deep dish kind of right away, because they don't get it in some of the states. A lot of people don't make it. You know, it is pretty time consuming, and especially if you're having a rush on a Friday night. We have the old school oven, so it takes about 50 minutes to cook. But people will wait that long to do it. And I just think thin crust is a little bit more, it's a quicker way, and, you know, most people choose that overall.
Patrick, what's your perspective on this? I mean, I think if you were to ask somebody around the country or around the world about Chicago pizza, the first thing they would say is deep dish. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think Paul's definitely spot on with everything. I think it's you know, definitely something for the tourists when they come in town. I think, you know, Paul had mentioned people coming in from Midway. I think for us, it's more O'Hare being on the other side of town. And we also have the, you know, more pan pizza and deep dish varieties out there, but we're, our experience is...
Okay. I don't know if we lost. Okay. So, all right. Let me refer now. We had a poll on our website, highly unscientific poll that we put up, and you can still vote on it going to 21stshow.org. But the rankings there are Chicago Tavern Styles in first place, Deep Dish is second, and then Quad Cities in St. Louis are tied for the third place there. And then we also have an other option if people want to submit their own, some alternate style of pizza. But Paul Bale, let me ask you, from a statewide standpoint, why do you think Tavern Style is the most popular?
Tavern Style, I think one of the main reason it is more popular is because you can get a good-sized pizza and get your bang for your buck. Like I said, deep dish and stuffs are great, but they're usually about $8 to $10 more than your traditional thin crust. Like I said, more expensive. There's way more cheese, way more dough. It takes very long to make.
And we got a question, tweet from a listener. Let me take a moment actually to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're continuing our exploration of the many varieties of pizza in Illinois. Today we are talking about Tavern Style. Previously we talked about Deep Dish. You can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. We're talking about this with Paul Bayo, who's the co-owner and general manager of Palermo's on 63rd. Also, Patrick Fowler, the owner of Candlelight Chicago, which has been making Tavern Style thin crust pizza since 1950. And we got a tweet from a listener, Mr. Illinois, asking, why haven't the great Chicago pizza chains spread more downstate? Can you speak on behalf of your own restaurants? And Paul, maybe I'll begin with you there. I know there's an outpost of Palermo's on 63rd in Frankfort, or is it Mokena now?
Yes. So about 15 years ago, we kind of branched out to the south suburbs, and Frankfort was a smaller town, and we were excited to go there. And we've been there about 15 years now, and it's been great. I mean, the community is great, everybody around it. A lot of people love Midway, but it was kind of far, and they kind of moved out that way. So instead of driving all the way to 63rd, we opened a small location in 2000. Actually, been over 15 years. I think it was 2004. So ever since then, we brought the thin crust there, and people are liking it. So we won a couple awards out there. And we just currently opened one in Merrillville during COVID.
And do you see further spread in the future? All right, we might have lost our connection briefly.
I think I had it. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Go ahead. Yeah, do you see further spread in the future? I mean, for example, I know Aurelio's, no offense to anyone on the call today, but that's the pizza I grew up with. They started out in Homewood, and now they're in many locations around Chicagoland, even in a few other states. Do you see that in your future plans, or maybe that's something your kids or grandkids might do someday?
Yes, I definitely, I have two boys, and, kind of like I started, my grandpa used to bring me in when I was like 8 years old. And they kind of, I never pushed them. My uncles and grandpa never pushed me, but it's something you're proud of. You know, your family brought it here, and it's a tradition. And my uncle, he's, God bless him, he's 70, almost 77. And everybody's so excited to see him. His name's Frank, and he started it with his three brothers. And it's kind of like a tradition. So he sees the kids and their kids' kids keep coming back for pizza. So I think in the future, when my boys get a little older, I'd like them to keep the tradition going.
Nice. Patrick, what about you? Do you see Chicago Tavern style pizza spreading downstate more so than it has already?
Yeah, I think I do see that. We're currently looking into expansion plans. One thing we've done besides brick and mortar stores is we offer our pizza nationwide shipping, similar to some of the bigger outfits out there. So that's one way to get your pizza from us downstate, but certainly brick and mortar is something that we're looking into. And now that the pandemic's kind of in the rearview mirror, a little more easy to see that coming together.
Sure. Oh, well, in the time we have remaining, Patrick, I want to ask you about how Tavern Style has evolved to meet, you know, where newer customers might be at, right? Gluten-free, vegan, those sorts of things. Is that something that's been part of your considerations?
It definitely has. We haven't probably landed on a perfect solution for it. Vegan is something we're trying to tackle more now. And there's definitely some gluten-free crusts out there that that we've tried to create. We haven't quite landed on the solutions, but we're working on it.
Nice. Paul, what about you? I wonder if vegan, gluten-free, is that something that Palermo's is working on as well?
Yes. At first, when the opportunity arised, I mentioned it to my uncle, and he's kind of like old school. He doesn't like changing. But yeah, he's like, no, it's dough, you know. So but and then after we experimented a little bit, we put the sauce on there. You know, gluten-free, it's came a long way. And you can get the same kind of tasty quality pizza that you get anywhere else with a gluten-free crust. And so we experiment a little bit, and we're actually pretty successful. A lot of people order it. We keep it in one size, so it's just simple. But like they have a cauliflower crust we haven't gotten into, but ours is just like kind of a rice-based crust. And it's been selling pretty well.
Interesting. All right. We're coming to the end of our time together. I want to share that when I was a kid, we would always get tavern style pizza in those square shapes. I always went for the tiniest little piece in the corner is my first one. I don't know. It was just a thing I liked to do. But Patrick, you were quoted in Chicago Magazine saying you like to give those tiny little corner pieces, nothing but crust, to the person you like least at the table and save the middle ones for the people you like best. Expand on that, please.
Well, I think that's one of those arguments that could be like Cubs versus White Sox in Chicago. I think you'll find people on both sides of the argument that still equally like baseball and equally like pizza. So that's my personal opinion. I like those middle pieces. You know, the corner pieces are still good, but they're for the other folks, not for me.
Paul, what about you?
I think Patrick's absolutely right. The end pieces tend to be a little dry. The cheese is not spread out all the way. So, yeah, the people that you don't like as much, they get the corner pieces. I agree with them.
Wow. Well, I don't know. Maybe I was spoiled spoiled. I don't know. We would do takeout pizza more often than eating in the restaurant. So it actually tastes best to me. A little bit cooled, a little congealed. Maybe you don't have that issue as much anymore. Anyway, this has been a fun conversation. I want to thank Paul Bayo, who's co-owner and general manager of Palermo's on 63rd, and Patrick Fowler, the owner of Candlelight Chicago. Thank you both for sharing your perspectives on Chicago Tavern Style Pizza today on the 21st show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We'll be continuing our tour of Illinois pizzas in the weeks ahead. We do want to hear your vote. 21stshow.org. You can vote for your favorite style pizza, deep dish, Chicago Tavern, Quad Cities, or St. Louis. If you want to hear our conversation on Deep Dish, it was done by my colleague Tanisha Spain when I was out one day last week. That's on our website, again, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can also join our texting group. You can email us, let us know what you thought about the show, leave a voicemail we might use on air, find our social media, and subscribe to our podcast. We're also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR One. Just search for The 21st. The 21st Show is produced by Aiden Choate, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Anaya Jones and Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be speaking with Margaret Sullivan. She was most recently the media columnist at the Washington Post. Before that, she was public editor at the New York Times and the editor-in-chief of the newspaper in Buffalo for many years. She's got a new book out called Newsroom Confidential, Lessons and Worries from an Ink-Stained Life. The basic message of it is that reporters are doing a pretty bad job dealing with the threats to American democracy we're dealing with today, so we're going to be talking with her about that tomorrow. Be sure to tune in, call in with your questions. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.